Welcome to Project I Am with Dr. David Schloss. Grab your coffee, green tea, or smoothie. Find your favorite listening spot or put on your walking shoes. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to Project I Am. I'm Dr. David Schloss, and today's episode is a gentle, guided meditation on resilience. The strength within us that rises again and again, even when life feels heavy. Whether you're walking through a season of difficulty or simply feeling stretched thin by life's demands, this meditation is an invitation to come home to yourself, to rest, to remember even when you feel broken, you are not defeated. But before we begin, here's the disclaimer.
This podcast is created for educational and inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional mental health services, diagnosis, or treatment. Although Dr. Schloss is a licensed mental health professional, listening to this podcast does not create a therapeutic relationship. The content shared here is intended to support your personal development and mental wellness journey, but it should not be considered medical or psychological advice tailored to your individual situation. If you are in need of therapeutic support, please seek help from a qualified mental health provider in your area. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact a local crisis line or emergency services immediately. Views expressed by any guests on the show are their own and do not necessarily reflect views of Dr. Schloss or the views of Project I Am.
So find a quiet space, take a deep breath, and settle in. This time is for you. Let's begin by finding stillness. You might be sitting or lying down, whatever feels most comfortable and safe to you. Gently close your eyes. Let your hands rest softly and begin to notice your breath. Inhale slowly through your nose and exhale gently through your mouth. Again, inhale, exhale. Feel your body begin to settle. There is nothing to fix right now. There is nothing to solve. You are safe here. Let's take a moment to scan the body. Not to judge, but simply to notice. Starting at the top of your head, moving slowly down your face, your jaw, your shoulders, and moving down. Notice where you're holding tension, and on your next exhale, allow that tension to soften, even just a little. Breathe in strength and breathe out release. Now bring your attention to the word resilience. With self-compassion and gentle curiosity, consider, what does that word mean to you? You may picture someone strong, or maybe someone gentle who stands after the storm has passed, resilient. Maybe resilience feels like courage, or maybe it feels like barely hanging on, and yet still holding on. There is no wrong answer. You are here now.
Please swallow your medicine.
And that in itself is a sign of your resilience. Now, think of a time, big or small, when you made it through something hard. Not because it was easy, but because something inside of you refused to give up. Consider, what carried you through? What did that version of you know that maybe you've forgotten? As you let that memory come to the surface, as it comes to you, silently whisper to yourself, I am resilient. Inhale, I am, and exhale, resilient. Again, I am resilient. Resilience doesn't mean that we never fall. It means that we get up. Sometimes slowly, sometimes with tears, sometimes with help. And that's okay. True strength is flexible. Like bamboo in the wind, not rigid, not brittle, but rooted, steady. Let's take a second to breathe into that image. Imagine yourself like a tree, grounded deeply in the earth. Winds may blow, storms may come, but your roots hold you. You bend, but you don't break. Research says that resilience is not a rare trait found only in a few, but rather it's an ordinary process that anyone can cultivate over time. That means that you are capable of growing your resilience, no matter your past. And mindfulness, just like this moment right now, is one powerful way to build it. Let's practice that right now. Bring to mind a current challenge, something that feels heavy or uncertain. Don't dwell in the story of it, but rather just name it, gently, like a leaf floating on a stream. Now, with that challenge in mind, bring compassion to yourself. Place a hand over your heart if you feel comfortable. And say to yourself, this is hard, and I'm doing my best. Let's repeat that again. This is hard, and I'm doing my best. You are not alone in the struggle. We all face difficulty. We all face suffering. We all lose our way sometimes. And yet still, we begin again. Research reminds us that one key to resilience is connection, the support of others who walk with us. So take a moment now to imagine someone who believes in you. This could be a friend, a mentor, a loved one, or even a future version of yourself standing strong. Picture them looking at you with warmth and knowing, and hear their words. You are stronger than you think. You will rise from this, and I am right here with you. Let that message settle into your bones. You are stronger than you think. You will rise from this, and I am right here with you. Now bring your attention back to your breath. With every inhale, gather courage. With every exhale, release fear. Now together, let's affirm your resilience. Silently repeat to yourself, I have overcome before. I have overcome before. I will overcome again. I will overcome again. Resilient. I am resilient. I bend, but I do not break. I bend, but I do not break. I am not alone. I am not alone. I trust the process of growth. I trust the process of growth. I am becoming stronger and more resilient every day. I am becoming stronger and more resilient every day. Now, let's return to the body. Come back to your breath. Feel your chest rise and fall. Notice the rhythm, the gentle flow of life continuing within you. This breath, this moment, is proof that you are still here and you are still becoming. Slowly begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Gently roll your shoulders. maybe even stretch if it feels good. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Return to the space around you, but carry this inner strength with you. Resilience doesn't always roar. Sometimes it just whispers, "I'll try again tomorrow." You are resilient. Thank you for joining me today for this meditation on Project I Am. I'm Dr. David Schloss, and it's been a privilege to sit with you in this space. If today's practice helped you, consider sharing it with someone who might need it too. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and help us grow this community of healing and hope. And as always, may you be well.